now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Well, indeed. And good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out in the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. And we have affiliates all around the country. We rarely mention them, but we do love them nonetheless. And we know they love us right back because we give them lots of entertaining sports talk. Well, at Bob Black 71, at Joe Spano 56, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. Joe's off on a well-deserved vacation, and oh, by the way, he's celebrating his birthday today, so we'll throw him out a happy birthday as well, and I'm sure he's face down in the gutter somewhere, but we'll have a little fun here on this hump day edition of The Attack, and in today's modern day of radio, yes, it is a modern day of radio, it's all about how you can get radio on the go. Whether you're heading to work, heading to the beach, heading to the park, heading to the gym, whatever the circumstances are, whatever device you're on at the given moment to carry you through the day, yep, you can get not only us, but all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is your Android, your Apple, laptop, tablet, whatever it is. Well, there's certain places you can go, certain platforms. First of all, you can go to our award winning website, Jerry, and click on the Listen Live button, and there it is, and you can get the programming right there. You can certainly go to Stitcher. You can go to iHeart. You can go to TuneIn Radio. Catch everything live, or if you happen to miss something, there you can go into the archives. Check it out. Particular interview you want to grab, particular show you want to grab. You want to talk to the listen to the jefe, you want to listen to Tittle, you want to listen to us. Well, you happen to miss it that day, well, you can certainly find it. And for us, the most important thing, the American Forces Radio Network. Our servicemen and women, no matter where they are in the world, is that if this is giving you a little bit of a taste of home and making it a little less tough to be away, well, we're very happy and proud to be a part of it. When we come back, we're going to set the table for the sports buffet on a hump day. I'm Bob Black, second biggest hump in radio. Don't go anywhere.
When you need it, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Oh, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, And if I can do it, you can do it too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Well, it sure does. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe's off today. Happy birthday, buddy. And we're here to have a hump day edition of the Attack. And a little bit of a potpourri today. Decided to just keep it wide open, and certainly we're going to accept your phone calls at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And lots of stuff to talk about in the world of sports today. Like I said, we'll set it up for you. We got some NBA fallout from free agency, of course, and Dwayne Wade's still out there. I'm going to talk to you about some of the remaining free agents, where they might end up, where they might not end up, and whether or not they will retire. We'll talk a little bit of Major League Baseball as well, as the All-Star Game lineups have been chosen, and as usual, it's stacked with particular cities. But hey, you know, you want your guy on there? Well, guess what? Get out there and vote. You know, you can do it online. You can do it at the ballpark. You can do it everywhere. So, you know, a lot to be said about that. We have some NFL stories as well. You know, there's still some franchise-tagged players who have not committed to honoring their deals or signing their franchise tag, I should say, and reporting to camp. And I'm going to talk a little bit about whether or not those deals are going to get done with said players. And we'll bounce it around a little bit. There's actually stuff on the crime blotter. There's all kinds of weird things. You know, Denard Robinson having a one-car accident, and he was in a pond where his car was starting to sink into oblivion. And fortunately for him, the police found him and his girl and pulled him out of there. But, you know, no evidence of alcohol use, but we'll talk about that a little bit. And on the international scene, Lionel Messi and his dad have been sentenced to prison for tax fraud. But there's a little caveat to that story, which I will get to. And Oscar Pistorius is in the process of getting ready to do more time, as they decided that him crying and sobbing in court to the lady judge was not good enough to keep the light sentence intact. And we'll end up talking about that a little bit as well. But let's head to the NBA. And the two, well, let's start with the remaining free agents on who's out there. And, you know, it's interesting. There's still profile people out on the market, and it is who's going where, and they're veterans. Will they re-up with their teams? Will they retire with their current teams? What's going on as far as the reality of guys who still have something left, but perhaps are not ready to commit to playing with the franchises, excuse me, that they've been with all their life? And of course, you know, I'm talking about Dwayne Wade. Is Dwayne Wade thinking about moving on? And supposedly there are some pretty good offers out there for him from other teams. Now, Miami upped their offer to a 2-year deal at 20 plus. But the Nuggets are out there with 55 over a deuce, and they're willing to bring him on board. There has been rumor and speculation of Dwayne Wade going to Cleveland. Now, would that fit? Yeah, it would. But the whole purpose of Dwayne Wade and him being irritated right now with the Miami Heat is the fact that they didn't pay him for a number of years. He wants to get paid now. he was the good guy and took the cut when they had the big three together. He wants his money. And they lowballed him to start out with. And they being the Miami Heat. And the question is whether or not Dwayne Wade has had enough of Miami and Pat Riley. And, you know, when you get unappreciated as an employee for an extended period of time, no matter how they try to repair it, sometimes it just isn't enough. Now, the offer that they ended up making after the low ball is a very nice offer. No question about it. But, you know, when you look at the fact that Dwayne has been the good soldier for this basketball organization, they're, you know, he's not happy. And I get it. It is business, however. And, you know, look, when you are involved in a business aspect, and no matter how loyal the team has been and how loyal you have been to the team, it doesn't always work out how you want it to work out. It you know, sometimes you just get used. And it's amazing. As this process is going along, I'm seeing more and more that the media is trying to paint Pat Riley as the villain. And Pat Riley is no villain. He's a villain up here in New York for faxing his resignation. But other than that, he's no villain. He's run a first-rate organization, he and Mickey Aronson. They brought rings to Miami. They brought LeBron to Miami, and that's how they got the rings. They turned basketball from an afterthought in South Beach to being a go-to destination, and they'd like to keep it that way. And Dwayne Wade is a marquee name that they can keep in the fold, if they can keep him in the fold, and team him up with Hassan Whiteside and Goran Dragic and Justice Winslow, and hopefully for them, because this is the key piece, Chris Bosh, and go forward and keep a competitive organization. Now, you know, look, I understand why Dwayne is a little bit upset, but business is business. They needed him to wait. They were chasing Kevin Durant. And the organization legitimately had a thought process that Kevin Durant would be interested in coming to South Beach. Look, if you've ever been down to Miami, it's a hell of a place. Girls in bikinis and beach and sunshine and palm trees and great restaurants and a terrific music scene and clubs and fun and beach and bikinis and, oh, did I mention all that? Yeah, okay. It there was a reason that Miami felt optimistic. Now, as it turns out, it was down to two teams. It was either OKC or Golden State, but you can't assume that moving into the process. But Dwayne is evidently ticked off that they put that ahead of him, and that they put Hassan Whiteside ahead of him. And if you remember, Hassan was legitimately the first guy to really lock down, him and Joakim Noah. And he made his decision to go back to Miami. They exhaled and made a sigh of relief, because this kid is going to be a building block going forward. Dwayne Wade is old. And again, it takes it back to the business aspect of things, in that, look, it this is the way it goes down sometimes. We appreciate your loyalty, we appreciate your service, but guess what? The priorities for this franchise are A, Kevin Durant, and B, Hassan Whiteside. Now, it shook out in a different order. But as we had discussed over the course of the NBA season, and particularly during the playoffs, there was no way that the Miami Heat could let Hassan Whiteside walk. He's just too damn good a player at 7 foot. And one of those guys that evolved late and figured out his game, was hungry to come back to Miami. And I read the statement to you the other day. This is a kid that had been grown tired of being a vagabond, had grown tired of bouncing from place to place, moment to moment, city to city, packing his bags, renting again. And he wanted to settle down and put roots in one city. And Miami took the chance on him when he finally had found a home in the NBA and showed that his skill set was there. And the upside for this kid is incredible. He's still raw. He's still figuring things out. So I know Dwayne's feelings are hurt, and I get that. But as far as the business aspect of it, the franchise aspect of it goes, they had to take care of those two things first. They got one. They didn't get the other. Dwayne, you're up next. We'll discuss it further on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spanner and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, off today. Happy birthday, brother. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA and Sirius Satellite Radio take us along for the ride, as we're fond of saying, at BobBlack71. Of course, his Twitter is more your thing, and at Sports Byline USA. And we're talking Miami Heat and some Dwayne Wade, because Dwayne's the premier guy out there, along with Tim Duncan and Dirk Nowitzki, and we'll get to them in a minute. But whereas One is probably going to retire, and the other one's more than likely going back to his team. It's starting to be speculative about Dwayne Wade. And, you know, look, it rightfully so. It's I get it. And would it be a horrible thing for Miami to have Dwayne Wade walk out at this point in his career? Well, yes and no. And most people would, I can't see him in another uniform. Yeah, I get that aspect of it. And that aspect of it would be tough. But business is business. As I said before we went to the break, you know, look, when you line up and you have a $1 billion commodity, as the Miami Heat are, you can't run it with a sentimental touch. You want to do the right thing by the people who have been loyal to you. Mickey Aronson has done that in many ways. Pat Riley has been his executive now for a long period of time. Pat Riley, you know, for all the great coaching acumen that he brought to the sidelines, has been every bit the equal as an executive as he was as a coach. And let's not forget that. He's negotiated salary caps. And look, I know he's got people around him, but he's put together a financially viable organization where, as I said, it Miami Heat basketball, pre-LeBron, it was an afterthought. I mean, I was down there on vacation with a buddy of mine one time. We decided, let's go to the AA Arena and go check out a game. We drove up, we had a rental, drove up the Mustang, parked the car for $30. That's where they made their money. And walked into the arena and got cheap tickets, and we were able to just walk down to courtside. Nobody was there. Building was half full. And that wasn't all that long ago. You know, and Mickey and Pat, Eric Spoelstra, Dwayne, LeBron, Chris Bosh, they turned this franchise into must-see viewing and a destination that you wanted to go to. But business is business. Dwayne's no kid. He's on borrowed time in the NBA now. And Dan Le Batard's reporting that Cleveland's interested in Wade. Well, yeah, okay. But I don't think LeBron's going to give his money up at this point in time. He keeps signing these short-term deals so he can maximize his earning potential. And I don't think that he's going to all of a sudden shorten the contract, dollar and cents-wise, to make it work for Dwayne Wade. It's just they're too far along in their careers. They both have championships. I mean, granted, they're really good friends, but still. At this point in time, it's basically you got to figure it out and get yours. Are there other places he could go to? Absolutely. To chase a title? Absolutely. But I'm sure he would like to remain in Miami. And, you know, look, there's a possibility he could walk. I get it. But I think when it's all said and done, he's going to have to decide whether or not bruised ego, a little bit more cash, counters getting paid, but perhaps not going to a place where a championship is necessarily on the table. And again, Denver is one of those places. Now, he's going to meet with Denver today. 2 years, 50. It's about $8 million more than he's being offered by the Miami Heat. And, you know, $8 million is $8 million. But got to uproot your family. Don't forget, you're going to a state that taxes on a state level. Florida does not, still. So that balances out some of that money. And honestly, I think, in my heart of heart, that there is a legitimacy to going to Denver or any of the other places that are reaching out to him. But I think ultimately this is more about just making him sweat a little bit before he goes back, wanting to be appreciated, wanting to get the phone call from Mickey or the phone call from Pat, and make sure that he gets the pat on the back that he deserves. And if that ends up being the case and that's the motivation there, okay. I get it. I do. I get it. But there's going to be other teams out there that are going to try to convince him otherwise. You know, and whether or not that happens, well, I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. But we'll see how it plays out. I think ultimately within the next couple of days, he'll re-up with Miami. But yeah, he's going to make them sweat a little bit, and I understand it. You know, we were talking yesterday over the course of the interview with Dan Favale, in the fact that, you know, San Antonio is trying to do things a little bit under the radar. They have their two core guys in place, and they're just trying to make sure the pieces around them help them remain competitive. Well, one that's going to happen once they get everything all said and done is Paul Gasol going to San Antonio and essentially replacing Tim Duncan, who will step off the stage as the greatest power forward in the history of the NBA. And that's some pretty heady company when you start thinking about Elgin Baylor and Karl Malone and players of that ilk. But in trying to get that set up, the Spurs traded Boris Diaw, who was a very nice piece for them when they won their championship, their most recent one, in exchange for the rights to Olivier Hanlon. And he was a second-round pick in 2015 of the Jazz. But it's essentially a salary dump, is what it comes down to. And they're going to be able to sign Paul Gasol to a two-year, $30 million deal. So he's going to get his, and he's going to replace Timmy. But it's interesting from the perspective of the Jazz are an up-and-coming team. And this is a real unique philosophy that they're taking here in that they have a ton of young talent on that team. A ton of young talent, starting with Rudy Gobert. But now they have added George Hill has a ring. Joe Johnson, no ring, but can still fill it. And now Boris Diaw. I mean, you talk about bringing guys into the locker room that get it, that understand how to win, how to get through the whole process of the grind of the NBA season and still bring it. Let me tell you, those guys are first rate. And it makes it a real interesting dynamic in that locker room, because Utah obviously feels that with the youth they have on that team, that they're going to be able to make a move relatively soon. And, you know, when you look at guys like Trey Lyles and Trevor Booker, who's probably going to end up signing with the Nets, they're hoping that that infusion of veteran leadership, along with the youth that they have on that roster, is going to make them a viable playoff contender and a team that they think maybe, if these guys continue to develop, can win a championship. Yeah, I know. But honestly, why not? You know, when you look at the talent level on some of these teams, and we talk about this all the time on this radio program, you wonder how any of these teams lose basketball games at times. You know, Gordon Hayward, almost 20 points a game last year. Derek Favors is first rate. He's one of those unheralded Charles Oakley-like players. Rudy Gobert, you know, points aren't there. Rebounds, 11 a game. Learning how to use his size. They have issues at other positions, but bringing in that veteran core leadership is going to help them out quite a bit and give stabilization to that locker room. It's not always the splashy headline deals that make it in the NBA. Sometimes it's the veteran guys that you bring in and stabilize the locker room. We'll pick it up right there with Utah and more in the NBA right after this short timeout.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
That rascal took all of my firewood and built a dam across a cement pond.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spanner, off today, celebrating his birthday. Blow out them candles, among other things. He's probably face down in the gutter somewhere, as well he should be. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And Robert, you should send me your Twitter handle. I'll have people tweet you. I'm talking some Utah Jazz. Yeah, Utah Jazz. Interesting moves in that their core group of players are maturing at a rapid rate. You know, again, you play in Salt Lake City, you're not getting the press that other teams get. but they are a solid group of basketball players. Backcourt so crowded that they move out Trey Burke, who was, you know, in their minds going to be a star. It didn't work out that way. But they got a second-round pick for him in order to clear out some space. You know, Rodney Hood has evolved in a big way. He's become very reliable. Derek Favors, always there each and every year. That's a guy I wish that local teams here had held on to, because at 6'10", 265, he's an earth mover. And, you know, you look at the stats with this kid. 16.5 points and 9 boards a game. And he's still got room for growth in his game. And then again, Rudy Gobert. This is a guy that, you know, coming into the NBA, it was the good old Fran Fraschilla commentary on him. Well, you know, he's a guy that needs to fill out, and he's athletic and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. Well, he's about the same size as when he came in. Certainly didn't grow anymore, but at 245, I think he's put on maybe 10 pounds, if that. But he's developed his skill set, and he is capable of doing what they need him to do on the court. He doesn't need to be an offense-first guy. He's got some moves, although they don't do a hell of a lot. He's not a black hole down there. He just averages an assist and a half a game. But he gets 11 rebounds a game. And with him in Favors pulling down 20 rebounds on average, it creates a lot of second-chance opportunities for this basketball team. And then Gordon Hayward, again, 20 points a game, young, developing, certainly legit, and he gets 5 boards a game. So you throw into the mix the players that we talked about here, and all of a sudden Utah is going to be one of those teams out west that sneaks up on the radar on some of these teams that have been treading water. And if you're a Western Conference team who has been struggling to make the playoffs, or you've been around the fringe, watch out. Utah was close this last year. I'm telling you right now, they're going to make the playoffs this next year. And they'll probably go into the cannon fodder mode, which is understandable. But with that being said, you know, you never know when you get into the playoffs. And they'll get a little taste. And that'll be one of those scenarios where you say to yourself, whoa, I didn't see this coming down the pike. Well, you should have. Well, you should have. Because believe me when I tell you, there's a lot of talent in this league. It's a matter of harnessing it, getting the right guys in the locker room, which I think they've done. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But I'm telling you, that team's going to make the playoffs next year. Other teams making moves as well. Dirk. And I mentioned Dirk. Dirk is going home. And, look, there wasn't really much doubt about that. But Dirk's going to get 2 out of the Mavericks. He certainly, to me, looks like he's got 2 years left. Maybe a little more. But 2 at 40, as reported by Zach Harper. He finally gets his payday, because he was another guy who was willing to eat some salary so they could bring in players. And as we were talking about yesterday, for whatever reason, Mark Cuban's always had a hard time getting guys to take his money. I'll be happy to take his money. But most people just would not take Mark Cuban's money when they tried to. Well, then they were either backing out or somebody came along with a better offer or whatever the circumstances were. This time around, you know, they got some players. Harrison Barnes coming in for $94 million. The other Curry coming in for a small deal. They get Bogut. Wes Matthews is still there. So, you know, look, you've got some guys here that can do a core. You know, who didn't they get? Yeah, they didn't get Hassan Whiteside. And that's the guy they really wanted. They didn't get Mike Conley. But they couldn't have had any idea that that kind of deal was coming down from Memphis. So they bring in Seth Curry. They bring back DeRon Williams. they bring back Dwight Powell. But their core is in place. And, you know, again, will it be enough? I don't know. But it's good they bring back Dirk. He's going to be one of the few guys that finishes his career with the team that he started it with. And, man, are they a playoff team? I guess. I mean, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. Harrison Barnes needs to take the next step in his career. Over these 2 years that Dirk's going to be committed to this contract, Harrison Barnes, his average, as I said yesterday, it needs to go up 5 to 7 points a game, his scoring average, and get it into that 18-19 range. Because the biggest issue with this team is where the points are going to come from. Dirk will score, but he's not going to score 23-24. Now it's going to be 17-18-19. And they've got to have that main guy. They have to have the second banana. Or a guy that actually surpasses Dirk. And maybe Harrison Barnes is that guy. They do new. But I understand what they're trying to do. You know, but we're going to have to see how it plays. I don't know in that Western Conference that it's going to be enough. Sixers making a little bit of a move, and this is the Coangelo touch right here. You get Gerald Henderson, 18 mil over 2 seasons, wing player, where he fits. We'll find out. But a guy that you need to bring into this locker room, only playing 20 minutes a game last year with Portland. But again, winning locker room, winning attitude, almost 9 points in the 20 minutes that he played, and a veteran voice for a young roster in Portland. And let's not forget, we all felt Portland was going to be a lottery team on the outside looking in. Didn't play out that way. They had a great season up there. So what does Brian Coangelo do? Brings him over. Because Portland, they had his influence, and he's not so valuable a player where you can't afford to lose him. But you get a guy in the locker room, veteran presence, a better balance within that locker room of older guys, younger guys. Because you had a bunch of kids in there, half the roster couldn't go out to have a drink. So, you know, they kind of all went their own ways and trying to figure out their games in the NBA. Big checks, big entourages, not such a big winning percentage. So what they're trying to do here, you add a guy like Henderson, you add a Sergio Rodriguez, you add a Jared Bayless, and you get guys that can kind of show the kids the path to success. You know, it's funny because the Hinkie method, which they got rid of them, may end up working out for everybody. There's a whole ton of talent on that team. But now they got to win because you can only rebuild for so long, and he paid the price. Jerry Coangelo comes in, proven basketball mind, but not, you know, people forget this, not a huge winner. I mean, he knows what he's doing as far as basketball acumen, but his teams have not had huge success. They want huge success in Philadelphia. They deserve huge success in Philadelphia. They've been very, very patient fans down there. And when you look at the overall roster of this basketball team, with the addition of Ben Simmons, believe me when I tell you, they're bringing in some guys that the expectations are going to be high. This is not going to be, hey, we're going to be in the lottery again next year. This is going to be, we're going to make the playoffs. and they think they can. Okafor got worn out a little bit at the end of the year. But Nerlens Noel has proved himself to be a very solid power forward. They have good players on that team. Covington is one of them. Ish Smith comes into town. TJ McConnell played pretty good, but he's better suited as a backup. They're not messing around here. They bring these veteran guys in, and they're expecting that big core to get it done. You know, Jahlil Okafor played really well, but you know who was right over his shoulder. And, you know, look, patience is one thing. Getting it done in Philly is going to be another one. You know, movable parts. Okafor played well. They are truly excited about getting Joel Embiid back. Joel Embiid has the potential to be an all-time great in the NBA if he can stay on the court. He is the second coming of Hakeem Olajuwon as far as talent. Whether or not it ever comes to fruition on the court remains to be seen. But again, it's we've been talking about the big splashy moves throughout free agency, but this time around, and that's why I wanted to focus on this today, we're talking about some of the under-the-radar moves that teams are making to solidify what they have in their core. You know, you've seen a bit of that with the Washington Wizards as well. Lock up your core guy in Bradley Beal, along with Wall, and then supplement the parts. Philly's trying to do exactly the same thing. They don't need to go out and get Kevin Durant. They don't need to go out and get Hassan Whiteside. Would they like to have gotten Mike Conley? Yeah, that one, yeah. But for the most part, they're just trying to mold that clay, get those puzzle pieces into place, and then supplement it with guys who have been around the block a few times and bring continuity and a winning attitude into that locker room. That's what they're trying to do. Coangelo's gotten a few of those guys. Whether the kids respond or not remain to be seen. And a whole bunch of it depends on Ben Simmons. We'll pick it up right there on the other side to finish hour one. I'm Bob Black. This is a Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
64.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
When they put their heads together, nothing happens.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And I misspoke. Excuse me. Ish Smith going to Detroit. He's going to be backing up Reggie Jackson. But, you know, again, you bring in veterans and you try to set up a winning environment within the locker room. And I talked about the Utah Jazz. 76ers are going to do the same thing. Similar situation with a number of teams. New Orleans falls into that category as well. And look, when you have a young core, sometimes it's not all about getting the superstar to drop in the middle of the locker room. You have that superstar sitting in the locker room. What you're trying to do is get it set up where the young talent understands how to win, how to blossom, how to turn themselves into legitimate NBA title contenders each and every year. You know, it took Oklahoma City a while to do that with their team. And they had a big three slash big four with that basketball team. But they went as far as they could go before they had to make changes there. And, you know, Presti is trying to do things on the fly. He understands that it's not a complete reboot. But a lot of these young teams that deal with this kind of stuff, they're on the perpetual reboot. Good organization, good upper management keeps that from happening on a year-in, year-out basis. That's what they're trying to do in Philly. It's what they're trying to do in New Orleans. It's what they're trying to do in Portland and in Utah, as we talked about. Well, that's it for hour one of The Attack. Hour two, right around the corner. We're going to continue this potpourri of the world of sports here on the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Today is the best evidence ever that we've seen that our system is absolutely, totally rigged.
Donald Trump railing against the FBI's decision not to recommend charges against Hillary Clinton. Here's USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Wirtz.
FBI Director James Comey surprised many by saying he would not recommend charges against Hillary Clinton despite showing she violated federal law. Among the things Comey said was Clinton's people deleted emails in a way the FBI could not recover.
It's also likely that there are other work-related emails that they did not produce to state and that we did not find elsewhere and that are now gone, because they deleted all emails they did not produce to state, and the lawyers then cleaned their devices in such a way as to preclude complete forensic recovery.
Comey also said Clinton and her staff put classified emails on servers that should never have contained classified materials.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powder drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Convicted murderer and double amputee track star Oscar Pistorius going to prison for 6 years. South African prosecutors wanting Pistorius to get at least 15 years for shooting his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp in 2013, but the judge said there were mitigating factors. He was originally convicted of manslaughter and spent 12 months behind bars, but an appeals court later changes the conviction to murder. No charges will be filed against an Illinois man who sets fire to an American flag a few days ago.
Urbana police say Brighton Mallett's Facebook page did show him holding a burning American flag, along with the message that he's not proud to be an American. Police say after weekend threats from some Facebook commenters against him, as well as against Walmart, where he works, they did charge him with flag desecration and took him into custody for his own protection. But the state's attorney has chosen not to file charges, saying the U.S. Supreme Court decision that burning a flag is a form of protected free speech overrides the state's law. I'm Chris Barnes.
And this is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
A Louisiana man accused of fondling teen girls at Disney World during the 4th of July holiday weekend, now free after being bailed out of jail. Orange County, Florida Sheriff's deputies arresting 27-year-old Amon Badia on Sunday after six girls between 12 and 16 years old complained they'd been touched while at the pool at the Typhoon Lagoon. The man denying intentionally groping any of them. He was arrested on four counts of lewd and lascivious molestation of a child between 12 and 16 years old and two counts of battery. Chicago police investigate claims of sexual assault made against a visiting member of the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball team.
Police are looking into allegations that Pittsburgh Pirates infielder Jung Ho Gong sexually assaulted a woman he met over the internet during a June visit to Chicago. Police say a 23-year-old woman who initiated a conversation with Gong over the website Bumble claims he drugged her drink and assaulted her in his Michigan Avenue hotel room after she agreed to meet him there. 2 days after the incident, the Chicago Tribune reports the woman went to a hospital to have a rape kit done and 10 days after that filed a complaint with police. Pirates team officials say they are aware of this serious complaint but are not commenting. David Stewart, Chicago.
Two men recovering after a crash the driver blames on his self-driving car. It happened late last week when the Tesla Model X crashes and rolls over on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. The driver tells Pennsylvania State Police he activated the electronic powered car's autopilot feature before it hit a guardrail and went out of control. This is USA Radio News.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, indeed we do. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senior Roberto on the West Coast. Joe's off today. Happy birthday, brother. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get to hear their names mentioned pretty much each and every day. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But honestly, in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go because you're traveling, man. You're traveling, girl. You're traveling, kid. Look, it's all devices, all the platforms, all the mobile platforms. We talk about them all the time. We're very happy to be on them because it gives you more access not only to the network, not only to Spano and Black, but anything you want in radio land. And information is what it's all about. And if there's a particular interview you want to grab, it's there. Particular segment you want to grab, you know, we're talking about football in that particular segment or basketball or baseball, whatever it is. You want to listen to that? We're there. Show's there in its entirety. You can listen to it live. You go to our website. You can listen to it there live. Click listen live, baby. There we are. Any archived interviews? Right there. Award-winning website. More interviews than you could possibly imagine with the biggest names in sports. But all the devices you have, whether it's an Android, whether it's an Apple, whether it's a tablet, laptop, or your desktop if you're really antiquated like me, you can grab it right in front of you, baby, right in front of you. Anything you want. Fact of the matter is, it doesn't get any better than that. It's more and more modern, more and more technology. Everything fits into place. The puzzle comes into pieces. Yep, take the pieces, put them back together. Oh, look, Spano and Black. It's a beautiful thing. But most important to us, the American Forces Radio Network. Just came out of the July 4th weekend. Let me tell you, for all you men and women who are overseas serving us and even at home serving us, protecting the shores, protecting the borders, doing what you do best, greatly appreciated. We love you guys. We hope you love us back right here in this show. I'm Bob Black. Spano and Black Attack. We'll set up the table for hour two right after this short timeout.
When you need spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers.
And if I can do it, you can do it too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And Twitter's more your thing, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. And like I said, still waiting for Roberto to send me his Twitter handle so I can make him miserable with people reaching out to contact him. But, you know, look, we'll finish it up here with a little bit of NBA, then we'll dive into the NFL a little bit and some crime blotter going forward, and some MLB as well. Enough stuff to bounce around where we'll just have fun in the second hour. But, you know, look, there's still plenty of free agents out there. You know, the moon is the limit as far as how much checks are going to be written. It's absolutely amazing. And, you know, there's guys out there that are certainly still valuable. Most of them will end up re-upping with their current teams, but there are some guys out there that will give you a little bit of value going forward, and guys that, you know, frankly, if you're looking for a little piece to fit in on your roster, that you could get these guys and maybe make it work. You know, it's some of the rights have been renounced due to salary cap. And some of these guys have been on very good basketball teams, that, and they will give you a little bit of bang for your buck, as it were. But their current teams are still going to try to cut deals with them. You know, we talked about Dwayne and his escapades. You know, Tim Duncan looks like he's going to step off the stage. And I said to Joe last week, for selfish reasons, I want to see Tim Duncan continue to play. I understand he's at the end, but he's been so good for so long, as I truly believe the best of all time at his position. And, you know, just I'd like to get the last hurrah tour and let him bask in the glory of going around the NBA. Because I don't think there's a fan in basketball that would boo him. Class act both on and off the court. You know, they call him the big fundamental for a reason. He's fundamentally sound on the court. He's also fundamentally sound in the locker room and off the court. You know, this guy, he gets it done. He's a pillar within the community. You know, be a shame to see him step away. It's going to happen, but it would be a shame. But there are some other guys out there that I'm real curious to see how it plays out for some of them. J.R. Smith, and I'm going down the list of how they're rated as free agents. He'll end up back with Cleveland. They'll end up making the dollars and cents work with that. Deion Waiters with the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's going to be interesting because he started to come into his own, evolved as a shooter a little bit, but not consistent. With Durant gone, they're going to have to rethink how this franchise goes about its business. I think ultimately he will end up with a nice payday. I don't know if somebody else comes along and swoops him out from under the Thunder. Maybe overpaying a little bit. Festus Ezeli, they renounced his rights with Golden State. They just can't afford to keep him. You know, reasonably skilled big man. If you're looking for a little bit of size up front, a little bit of depth, you know, he'd be a nice fit once they get everything done with Dwayne, would be in Miami. Finally give them a little bit of depth up front, because that's where they've been lacking. Alan Crabb with the Blazers, who's solid. Maurice Spates, you know, another guy. Not being brought back by the Warriors, but a guy you can bring in a locker room, knows how to win. Knows how to win. Ty Lawson's going to be out there. Well, we know that story. That's unfortunately one of those situations where a lot of talent and a lot of partying. And he's one of those guys, he may end up sidelined for a chunk of next season until somebody gets hurt. And he'll keep himself in shape, and then they'll bring him in, and he'll play, and then they'll cut him loose again at the end of the season. Here's an intriguing one. Tyler Johnson from the Heat. A guy who really established his NBA career last year and showed that he wasn't in over his head. He can shoot the rock. He can distribute. A lot of people see him better as a point guard somewhere down the line than a shooting guard. But the Heat kind of have to hedge their bets with him, because if they sign Dwayne, he's probably gone. They're not going to be able to afford him because he'll get too much money. But if they don't, they'll end up bringing him back because he's going to slot in there as the starting two guard next year, and he ain't no Dwayne Wade. If they don't bring him back, he's probably going to end up with the Knicks. Knicks have a lot of interest in him. But we'll see. Mo Harkless, Blazers are still trying to work it out. They want him back. Whether or not the dollars add up or not remain to be seen. Here's an intriguing one as well. Langston Galloway out of St. Joe's, who came out of the developmental league, who, you know, they didn't know whether or not this kid was going to be able to cut it on the NBA level. And he's kind of a hybrid. I mean, he's a decent enough ball handler where you can play him some point guard, but he's actually better off as a shooting guard, and he can fill it when he's hot, has three legitimate three-point range, doesn't shy away from the shot. Knicks want him back, but they had to renounce his rights to get guys, to get deals done with certain guys. And whether or not they're able to bring him back or not remains to be seen. They want it. He wants to be back. But whether or not that happens remains to be seen. Agreement in place with Lance Thomas. Knicks are going to bring him back. And before he hurt his knee last year, Lance Thomas evolved into a solid, solid backup. You know, he really played some good basketball. And when Carmelo went down, and he will each and every year now, he's just getting to that point in age. You know, limited exposure with Lance Thomas actually played pretty well for the Knicks. He gave them really good production off the bench and really decent production when he played. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Richard Jefferson, he's going to re-up with the Cavs. Jared Sullinger, he's going to re-up with the Celtics. Manu, if he comes back, he ain't going anywhere. He'll go to San Antonio. Here's an interesting one. David Lee. David Lee, who got his ring. Certainly injury has taken its toll on him. He's nowhere near the player that he was. But during the course of the playoffs, once the Celtics were eliminated, he was spending a whole lot of time out on the West Coast and hanging around the ex-players, the ex-teammates, and you know, making sure he was around and knowing that he was supporting the franchise. And it's interesting. He, rumor and speculation has it that he's willing to go vet minimum to be a part of this team going forward, them being the Warriors. And with their lack of size up front, that wouldn't be such a bad signing for them. You know, he's a proven commodity. He knows the system. Coach likes him. You know, they had to move him last year to make things work financially, and he didn't quite fit in as he had in previous years, but that would be a nice fit for them. And then a lot of the usual suspects, Tyler Zeller, Brandon Bass, Miles Plumlee, he'll get some interest from somebody. athletic big man. You know, again, some of these guys will be going back to their teams, but they just have to kind of see how it's going to play out. Another intriguing one, I wonder how much he has left. Nene with the Wizards, are they ready to move on from him? Or can they get him on a short term and hope that he has a little something left in the tank? Markel Brown, very athletic guard for the Nets. I know they want him. They'll get something done there. So, you know, some of these guys that are out there, they're still going to be in play. Luke Mbabute with, you know, with the Clippers. Another guy with size that has a defensive skill set. We'll see how it plays out. On the other side, we're going to move away from basketball onto the gridiron. We're going to have a little bit of fun in the NFL and then move on to some baseball as well. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country, and I play whatever I want to.
Sure, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, and you, phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We've got a lot on the calendar here, a lot on the program, and a lot, hopefully, that entertains you. NFL, we get away from the NBA. NFL. And the clock's ticking on free agents who have not that have not signed their franchise tenders. And there's quite a few of them out there. Now, look, traditionally in a National Football League, most of these guys don't sign their tenders until camp is right on the horizon and or the deadline is there. And understandably so, because most of these guys are in negotiations with their teams to get a deal done and make sure that they go into camp satisfied and happy and the wife's happy and the future's secure and all that kind of good stuff. But it's interesting this year because some of the premier players that are out there, you know, they've signed their tenders, but they're still trying to negotiate long-term deals. Kirk Cousins is one of them. And I understand the Redskins' reticence to not do that. It's just, I have a feeling deep within the organization, they have the same feeling about Kirk Cousins that I do. And that's, how do I do this without knocking the guy? The guy had a terrific year last year. He got his team to the playoffs. He had some monster games. For some of these guys, it's the light bulb going on. And when you look at their career as a whole, all of a sudden they have figured it out. And then they become stars in the league. For other guys within this league, it becomes a one-shot deal. And you end up getting stuck with an owner's contract that gives you a big cap hit. And you end up having to cut the guy down the line. And you regret the day that you put pen to paper. I'm not saying this is going to happen with Kirk Cousins. But if I'm sitting in the ivory tower and I'm making the decision on his future as a long-term solution for the Washington Redskins at the quarterback position, I'm leaning towards that rather than leaning towards him being a star in this league. He had a great season last year. 29 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, almost 70% of his passes for 4,100 yards. But 5 years in the league, better served as a backup during those 5 years. And I'm just not sure that he is the long-term solution. I think he could be a good middle-of-the-road quarterback on a team that some years are in the playoffs, some years are not in the playoffs. But if you want to be a year-in, year-out playoff contender, I don't know if he's the guy. That being said, he also had the benefit of sitting behind RG3 since 2012 and the whole mess that that was and getting to learn the league. To a certain degree. And I'll tell you what I mean. Back in 2012, three gets the nod. He's the quarterback. He does end up getting hurt. Kirk Cousins starts one game. Sees action in three games, starts one. Four touchdowns, three interceptions. 2013, he starts three games. Four touchdowns, seven interceptions. They're a bad team. But it's only his second year. Third year, it's the mess. Everybody's in there. He's in there. Colt McCoy's in there. The real McCoys are in there. All the McCoys are in there. Gets in six games, starts five. 10 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. 1,700 yards. You're going, little glimpse here. Thing that jumped up with the more extended period of time was the completion percentage, which went up to 62%. Then in 2015, They anoint him the starter. He gets the job. There's no looking over the shoulder. 4,100 yards, 29 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 70% of the passes on 543 attempts. So it wasn't a fluke year, but can it be sustained? And this is what we often talk about. In this league where adjustments are always made, they got a full year of him to look at other defenses. That being said, what adjustments do they make to him? What aspect does he have to adjust his game? You know, it of those completions last year, he made 50 of them for 20 yards or more. So this wasn't dink and dunk. Oh, I'm sorry, 50 of the attempts downfield. No, 50 completions. I'm sorry, I'm trying to figure out my stats here. 40 yards plus, 8 completions. So he was taking shots down the field. That's pretty good. And it shows he's got enough arm. It shows that at least for that 1 year body of work, he could get it done. But you flip it to the other side and you look at it from Washington's perspective management. It's a 1 year sample. He has been patient. He got to learn. And, you know, it's retro to old days in the National Football League. He sat on the bench for 3 years pretty much exclusively, little game time here and there, before he got the starting job, and then, boom, he hit the ground running. That's how old-school NFL used to be. That's why quarterbacks succeeded. So his people are looking at it, hey, I learned, I'm ready, I'm prepared, and at 27 years of age, I'm in my prime, you better sign me now, because quarterbacks are hard to come by. They do the franchise, he's going to play on the franchise, they're hoping to get the long-term deal done, but Washington's looking at it from the other perspective. You've been pedestrian earlier in your career. You have good arm strength, not great arm strength. We have to find out whether or not the long-term solution is you. So what we're going to do is make you play out this next year for a lot of money. It's not like he's not getting paid. And if you duplicate the success, we will sign you to a long-term deal. But the caveat there, of course, is at 28 years of age, he will still be in his prime, and there'll be a whole bunch of teams looking for NFL quarterbacks. They always are. And they run the risk of ticking him off and having him walk out the door. Very hard. This is why, and I talk about this all the time. You know, Joe sees it a little more cut and dry. A lot of times, oh, you got to sign this guy. This is why executives in major sports get paid the way they do. Because if you make a mistake and you sign the wrong guy to the wrong long-term deal, it haunts your franchise forever. I don't know the answer to this. Like I said, I'm leaning in the other direction. And I don't know whether or not Kirk Cousins will be one of those guys that 10 years from now we're talking about him going into the Hall of Fame, or we're talking about the fact that he's been bouncing from team to team. Very tough decision for Washington to make. My best guess, Cousins will compromise on the money, probably sign a 4-year deal, which will put him out on the free agent market again at 31. Where if he's proven himself, he can go for the home run. Again, another 4-year deal, this time at monster money. And I think both sides will live with it. But it wouldn't surprise me if it goes the other way. It wouldn't surprise me if they make him play it out, see what happens on an improving football team, and find out whether or not Kirk Cousins is the real deal or not. I get it. From the franchise perspective, I get it. You know, fans are one thing. They want it. They want instant gratification. Oh, he's the guy. He's the greatest thing since Johnny Unitas. And yeah, well, Franchises don't look at it that way. And rightfully so. Because when they make mistakes, it sends you back to the basement for an extended period of time. See the Philadelphia Eagles. But there are other guys out there as well. And we'll extend this conversation into the other side. But Eric Berry, Von Miller, Muhammad Wilkinson. You know, these are first-rate stars that are out there that have not signed their tenders. Miller got the exclusive franchise tag, which he can't get offer sheets from other or soliciting offer sheets from other teams. But he can still sit out and then later move on. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spend on Black Tag.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Please let this nightmare stop!
Well, that's one opinion. I don't think it's yours, though. Welcome back to the Attack. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack at BobBlack71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. And hope you're enjoying the ride today. I know I am. And we're talking some National Football League. And like I said, a couple of the other guys that have not signed their franchise tenders, Eric Berry, Von Miller, Muhammad Wilkinson. You know, look, it's... I think that Von Miller will cut a deal with Denver. Like I said, he has the exclusive tag, so he can't go out and solicit. They can come after him, but he can't go out. And you know, look, it's the franchise tag for him is 14.26. He, after his issues with PEDs, it seems as if he's playing clean. The framework is in place for him. And it's really weird because, like I said, they've agreed on dollars and cents. But where they're having issues is the guarantee, front-loaded, back-loaded, signing bonus, things along those lines. They're talking about $114.5 million in 6 years. And basically $19 million a year, $19,083,333, according to the contract. But Denver's offering $58 million guaranteed, $38 million fully guaranteed, 39.8 guaranteed within the first 2 years, 25.5 million signing bonus. You know, again, it's dollar and cents minutia, but it's important to Von Miller. And it's interesting because this, although the financial aspect and the financial framework is in place, he wants this deal done, or he said he is going to sit out, and I truly believe he will. And oddly enough, for these defensive players, the deal that is kind of throwing the monkey in the wrench, the fly in the ointment, and all the things we love talking about here is Fletcher Cox, who signed with Philadelphia because he got a six-year, $102.6 million deal. And he got $63.3 million, in guaranteed money. And that's where these guys are going, well, if you can guarantee him that kind of money, I need more money. And in Cox's deal, 36.2 is immediately guaranteed. 55 million of it becomes guaranteed next March. So he has to get through 1 year without getting his knee blown out. It's basically what it comes down to. And Von Miller is looking at the same thing. And he wants it. And he wants it now. And I get it. You know, it's a meat and potatoes league. The owners are the potatoes and you're the meat. And they will cut you out of the equation if you're hurt. And so he's looking to set it up. Look, no matter what, he's going to have enough money to take care of his family forever. But he wants to set it up. You can say it's selfish. I don't think it is. We'll see how it plays out. But don't be surprised if they can't get that minutia done on that deal. And he and Elway spoke over the July 4th weekend. Don't be surprised if he sits out. Don't be surprised. We talked about Kirk Cousins on the website I'm on. They're predicting no deal. I don't know. Like I said, I'm kind of getting a feeling that maybe one of these four-year jobs will come into play on Kirk Cousins. But if his agent is in his ear and says, look, you know, it's up to you. You have the talent. Show him you can do it back-to-back years, and then I can get you Andrew Luck. Well, then he may take the flyer, but it's a gamble. He'll get his $19 million this year, but if he falls flat in his face next year, it goes from a $24 million guarantee down to like an $8 million guarantee, and we'll see. Mohammed Wilkinson, as I said, with the Jets. Again, the Fletcher Cox thing comes into play here. Mohammed Wilkinson's a better football player than Fletcher Cox. And I find this interesting because they have so much talent on that defensive line. Between Leonard Williams, who may end up being the best player out of the 2015 draft, and Sheldon Richardson, who was the defensive rookie of the year in 2013, boy, the skill set is just big time up there. And they don't want to tie up that much money in Mohammed Wilkinson. But Mohammed Wilkinson is a damn good football player. He's one of the best defensive linemen in the league. And to me, and I understand the financial minutia, but to me, getting a player like him and putting him into the mix on the long term could make that defensive front one of the best best in the league right away, which I think it would do, and keep them in playoff contention for the foreseeable future because their defense is going to be that good. Covers up a lot of flaws. Covers up defensive backfield flaws. They get up after the quarterback. Sheldon Richardson's missing the first game because of the stuff that happened a couple of years ago. The high-speed driving and a little bit of weed in the car, you know. Will he be a reliable guy down the line? Seems to be maturing. But, you know, again, it if I'm them, I up them. I'll take the hit at a different position. Again, they're predicting on CBS no deal. And this is where the Fletcher Cox thing comes into it. Jets were trying to deal him before the draft, which that aspect of it I understood. Because if you could have gotten an additional first-round draft pick to address depth, and actually more than that, you would have gotten more than number one. But nobody bit. And they weren't able to get it done. But with that being said, it look, he's that good of a player. Now, next year, I mean, if he ends up playing under the franchise, which, look, I don't think he'll sit out. I think he'll sit out training camp and take the fines, or at least the beginning of it. But unless they're willing to get a long-term deal on him, he'll sign the tender about halfway through training camp. And then they'll next year either try to deal him or just let him hit the market and not pay him. Because next year's hit would be $18 million, almost $19 million, a 20% increase if they hit you with the franchise tag back-to-back. So, I get it. I understand why he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to get injured in training camp, which is completely understandable. And he'll take the hit and he'll take the fines. He'll sit out a week or two and then come in and hopefully not get hurt. But, you know, look, it's cold-blooded business. It's cold-blooded business, and he wants to get his. And I get it. But, man, if he hit the free agent market next year, he'd be the most valuable guy out there. And a team would definitely sign him. And it wouldn't be the Jets. Eric Berry, same deal. I mean, we all know about the love affair between him and the city and the fact that, you know, coming back off cancer, he just played up to his previous standards, which were elite. But again, he falls into that same category. You know, Kansas City doesn't have a lot of cap room. They want to get a long-term deal done with him. I think they will get a long-term deal with him. The PR nightmare of not getting a deal done with Eric Berry would just be cataclysmic for the Kansas City Chiefs. But they're trying to get everything in line as far as what they're able to guarantee and what they're not able to guarantee. Average salary right now for first-rate safeties is $10.25 million with $28.5 million in guarantees. You know, it's Harrison Smith signed his deal, 5-year, $51.25 million. It's going to be larger than that. It'll have to be larger than that. But they're going to have to get a deal done. It's a nightmare for Kansas City not to do it. And it's not only a nightmare for their PR, it's a nightmare for their defense. This isn't a sentimental move. There is no sentiment in the National Football League. There's sediment, but there's no sentiment. And he is a cornerstone of their defense. Alshon Jeffrey, cornerstone for the Chicago Bear offense. They got to get it done. He wants a deal like Julio Jones, Dez Bryant, and A.J. Green. I don't know that's going to happen because he had leg injuries. But he's looking for that approximately $50 million deal. He was hurt in 2015. And that's the pressure on the Bears organization as they try to rebuild on the fly is the fact that whether or not this kid can stay on the field. Personally, I think they should try to get it done with him, but I think what's going to happen because of the injuries is they're not going to cut a deal. They'll make him play on the franchise for $14.5 million, and if he proves he can stay on the field, then they'll sign him to the long term next year. But again, you go back out onto the market with the threat of the 20% if they want to refranchise him. And they're suitors. You know, it's just that's the way it is. You run the risk of losing it. It's a high stakes poker game. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Tremaine Johnson, cornerback, Los Angeles Rams, franchise tag, $14 million. Again, when you look at the money that's being thrown around in the National Football League and the teams that head cap room, like the Giants, threw their money at players that perhaps they got overpaid. Janoris Jenkins being one of them. 5 years, $62.5 million. 12.5 a year with 28.8 guaranteed. Well, you know, look, Tremaine Johnson thinks he's a better player than Janoris Jenkins, and he wants the money. He wants Josh Norman money. And you saw what happened with Josh Norman. It got to the stratosphere, and his team said, nah, thanks, but no thanks. We'll see you. And Washington jumped in with a front-loaded deal. And we'll find out whether or not that ends up being a regret deal for the Redskins. But I can understand it. I think ultimately he will sign the tag. But I also think ultimately they'll go through the same process again next year. I don't know that there's going to be a long-term deal. You know, I made a statement during the draft that defensive backs have become less valuable. And no, on paper they're not because they still get drafted in the first round by various different football teams. But there are no such thing as shutdown corners anymore. And when you're investing in your football team, quarterbacks, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, that's where the money gets spent. The days of Darrell Revis getting the break the bank deals are over. Doesn't happen. There's not as much value there anymore. Completely understandable because they need guys that can just run fast and they find out whether or not they can cover anybody. All the rules are tilted towards the offense. That's the way it is. That's the way it's going to remain. They want to see points up on the scoreboard. So you may be very good at your position. Doesn't mean you're going to get paid for it. And that's where we'll finish up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
client immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, the clock's running out on this edition of the Attack, and some things we didn't get to. We'll talk about Major League Baseball tomorrow as the All-Star Game approaches, and we'll get into the lineups, but that's something we can discuss at our own leisure. And again, the crime blotter, as I said, certain things going on in the world of sports that some headline guys, Lionel Messi and Oscar Pistorius, among them, getting ready to do hard time in one case and not hard time in the other case, which is kind of bizarre considering the offense. And then more NFL as well, because there's some stories we just ran out of time as far as what we're able to get to. But one story that I found interesting, here are these coaches who get paid millions of dollars to game plan and keep their teams in contention and keep a locker room happy and be a steadying influence and win football games. Jim Caldwell with the Lions hired somebody to watch the clock, Randy Etzel, to be specific. You're hired. Here's a check. Watch the clock. Make sure I don't screw up time management. Well, first of all, Andy Reid should have hired him first. Literally the worst coach ever as far as being able to manage a clock. But Jim Caldwell, who managed to screw it up a couple times with Peyton Manning, it's absolutely amazing. They have to hire somebody to get this done. They should be able to hand it to a kid with a clipboard and literally say, keep track of everything that's going on. You know, don't call a timeout that gives another team a chance to turn a game-winning field goal into a chip shot. You know, I mean, you can't make it up. You really can't. But in theory, I guess in the complicated world of the National Football League, you need somebody to tell you what time it is. Well, I know what time it is. It's time to get out of here. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Again, tomorrow we're guest-heavy the rest of the week, but two tomorrow, two on Friday. We'll have a lot of fun talking Olympics and golf and football and basketball and baseball and everything else that comes to mind. For Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.